in American Samoa, what surprised you the most?
I guess what hit me the most is the condition of the factory that the workers were in. The factory was surrounded by fence and barbed wire on top and on the bottom, and they have a chain link fence around the whole factory and dormitory compound. The gate has a guard shack where the guard sit and control the worker movement in and out of the factory. The factory are made of tin panels with tin roof. It's really hot. The temperature over there is regularly 90 degrees. And inside the factory or the dormitory, it reached way over 100 degrees.
Yeah, it's a contemporary form of slavery. They call it slave labor, but they don't prosecute them cause it's how they make paper. When you rockin' that fly shit that's made in China by an 8-year-old child trying to feed his mama, he exposed to contamination and disease, and only 55% of them will get degrees. And the women have to try to placate the boss because it's sex discrimination in the labor force. The slave master only let them speak in sign language, and they suffering from lung disease and eye damage. 14-hour shifts, 7 days a week, two shitty meals a day, very little sleep. Human life only worth 3 cents an hour. All human rights lost, no sense of power. What did 400 years in the grave pass us? Only the improved cleverness of slave masters.
Is life worth living if you living in hell? When the mind is confined to a prison or cell, and the lies they devise in the system that fell, but I expect the system to fail. Is life worth living if you living in hell? When the mind is confined to a prison or cell, and the lies they devise in a system that fell, but I expect the system to fail.
Many Chinese workers are forced to sign secret agreements known as shadow contracts before they leave China, severely and in some ways illegally restricting their activities while on American soil. Workers are forbidden to participate in any religious or political activity, or to ask for a salary increase, or even to fall in love or get married.
It's 1.6 million people locked in jail. They the new slave labor force trapped in hell. Yeah, they generate over $1 billion worth of power, and only getting paid 20 cents an hour. They make clothes for McDonald's and for Applebee's, and working 40-hour shifts in prison factories. And while we sit around debating who the whack MCs, they have to work when arthritic pain attack the knees. Slavery's not illegal, that's a fucking lie. It's illegal unless it's for conviction of a crime. The main objective is to get you in your fucking prime and keep the prison full and not give you a fucking dime. But they the real criminal keeping you confined for a petty crime, but they give you 2 to 9. And ain't nobody there to protect you except a bunch of incompetent human rights inspectors.
Is life worth living if you living in hell? When the mind is confined to a prison or cell, and the lies they devise in a system that fell, but I expect the system to fail. Is life worth living if you living in hell? When the mind is confined to a prison or cell, and the lies they devise in a system that fell, but I expect the system to fail.
The sweatshop situation kind of pervasive and kind of take advantage on the people that are poor and at an economic disadvantage.
This Chinese woman made t-shirts and pants at the factory until she became pregnant.
I was pregnant, they tell me don't have abortion.
Tu Xiaomei says she refused to have the abortion and has now been barred from entering the factory.
Allowing to bring that onto U.S. soil is a very deep concern. We've now documented the fact that management coerces female workers to become pregnant into having abortions.
Human rights workers say it's common practice.
Inside that factory, Chinese law applies. And Chinese law is supreme. Even though it's the United States of America.
That's right. The flag doesn't fly inside there.